The first scripture reading will be taken from Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3. That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Good evening. Thank you to all the men that helped me with this. The people that led scriptures or songs, yeah, I appreciate it. But the theme of this singing tonight was the perfect king. And I wanted to really look at why God is the perfect king to, like, to anything, to all things. He's the perfect answer. And the first reason that I came up with is that He's alive, and He has the power to create all things. And that's what we read in Genesis 1:1-3. That even before the earth was created, God was there, and He spoke the world into existence. He didn't have to go and create anything. He said it, and that's how it was. Whatever He said was created. The second reason I came up with was that all things submit to Him. And if I can turn there, in Philippians 2 and verse 10 and 11, it says that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the next reason, I think, is my favorite reason, and it's that He's kind and loving to us, and He always goes ahead of us to clear the way for us, and He shelters us. And in 2 Samuel 22, we can read about that some more. Starting in verse 31, it starts to read, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength. He keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle, and arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for me so that my ankles do not give way." God always goes before us to clear the path for us and make sure that we don't have anything to stumble on our way. And there's a contradicting point in 1 Samuel. When we choose our own king, we're not going to get that same thing. So 1 Samuel 17, verse 11, we see that Saul, when Goliath is trying to talk down on the Israelites, Saul and all the Israelites were scared. And if you go to verse 25, you see that Saul was willing to do anything not to fight him himself. He was saying, "I'll give people riches, I'll give them my daughter." He was willing to give anything that he didn't have to fight for him. But God, He's always the first man in battle. And with Saul, that time, it's even more disgraceful to a king, because that's at the time where kings were, their duty was to lead their armies in the battle. Yet Saul, he tucked tail and ran the other way. And my last point on why God is perfect is that his kingdom is forever if we want it to be. If we want to be a part of it, we can be part of his kingdom forever. And I think that was Daniel 2 in verse 44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will not be destroyed, nor will it be left to any other people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure forever. And we know the story of Daniel, how God took him up and shielded him when he called his name. He called for him, and the Lord is there for him. But that's our choice to call for the Lord and to recognize what we have to do as Christians to be a part of that kingdom. And if anyone does need to join this army and be a part of this kingdom forever, the time is now, and there's no reason to wait. Everything is set up here. We can baptize you here. Behind this curtain, there's water for us. Or if we are falling short and we need prayers of the congregation, we have that also. And I'm sure Alan will be happy to pray for us, and we'll all pray with you. So at this time, if you do need help, please come forward as we stand and sing.